In the first two parts of this series, we mapped Africa's overlapping digital tax landscape, covering VAT, DSTs, SEP rules, and withholding taxes, and examined how these instruments interact and conflict with one another. Now, in this final installment, we shift focus to what multi-layered digital taxation actually means in practice. The registration burdens, definitional inconsistencies, currency and systems challenges, and growing compliance costs that non-resident digital service providers face when operating across African markets. We also look at where reform efforts are heading and what practical steps businesses can take to manage their exposure in one of the world's most rapidly evolving digital tax environments. Key cost categories. For non-resident digital service providers operating across multiple African markets, the day-to-day administrative reality of multi-layered digital taxation involves several distinct and compounding cost categories. Registration proliferation. A digital service provider active across just 10 African jurisdictions may be required to hold separate VAT registrations in each, comply with SEP registration thresholds in Kenya, Nigeria, and Cameroon, monitor DST applicability in Tanzania, Zimbabwe, and Rwanda, and manage WHT certificate processes in Uganda, Ghana, and Nigeria. Each registration involves separate portals, taxpayer identification numbers, local agent requirements in some jurisdictions, and ongoing maintenance obligations. Inconsistent definitions of taxable digital services. There is no harmonized pan-African definition of what constitutes a taxable digital service or electronic service. A cloud-based software subscription may be clearly within scope in South Africa under SARS's detailed electronic services regulations, treated differently in Ethiopia, where guidelines focus on content delivery type services, and ambiguously classified in a jurisdiction that has recently enacted broad enabling legislation without detailed guidance. This definitional fragmentation forces businesses to obtain jurisdiction-specific legal opinions and build service classification matrices that must be regularly updated as guidance evolves a disproportionate burden for smaller digital platforms and startups. Currency and remittance complexity. African digital tax regimes require remittance in local currency, often to banks nominated by the relevant revenue authority. For non-resident providers without local banking relationships, this involves foreign exchange conversion, correspondent banking costs, and in some jurisdictions, documentation requirements to support cross-border remittances that add further compliance friction. Technology and systems requirements. Compliance across multiple African digital tax regimes requires accounting and ERP systems capable of identifying the customer's jurisdiction of consumption, applying the correct VAT, DST, or WHT rate for that jurisdiction, generating jurisdiction-specific tax invoices where required, and producing compliant VAT return data in the format required by each tax authority's portal. In markets such as Kenya, ETIMS, Nigeria, TaxPro Max, and Tanzania, VFDs, the requirement to integrate with authority-operated digital systems adds a further technical layer beyond standard accounting software functionality. Implications for tax authorities, revenue gains versus compliance costs. Multi-layered digital tax systems are designed to maximize revenue capture from the digital economy. In practice, however, overcomplexity can work against this objective. Reduced voluntary compliance, complex registration and filing obligations increase the cost of compliance and may deter smaller market entrants or drive informal non-compliance among providers that lack the resources to navigate multiple concurrent regimes. This shrinks the effective tax base rather than expanding it. Enforcement asymmetry. The largest global digital platforms with dedicated tax compliance teams are more likely to register and comply across multiple African regimes. Smaller regional and domestic platforms may struggle, creating an unintended competitive imbalance in favor of the largest players. Double taxation exposure. Without credit mechanisms linking VAT, DST, SEP, and WHT obligations, the same revenue can be subject to multiple uncoordinated levies. This undermines the principle of tax neutrality and over time may generate disputes and reputational costs for the administering revenue authority. Administrative capacity strain. Revenue authorities must operationalize and coordinate multiple overlapping regimes simultaneously. Several ATAF member states have noted capacity constraints in administering even their VAT on electronic services regime, let alone the additional layer of SEP or DST compliance. Emerging reform trends and practical responses. Despite the complexity of the current landscape, several meaningful reform trends are taking shape across the continent. DST phase-out and SEP mainstreaming. Kenya's 2024 reform of abolishing the DST and embedding an SEP rule within the income tax framework is the most structurally significant reform to date. It signals a policy direction away from gross revenue levies and toward profit-based nexus rules that align with mainstream corporate income tax principles. Nigeria's SEP framework, though more complex in its profit attribution methodology, reflects the same underlying direction. Uganda's shift from DST to WHT in 2025, while not a full SEP adoption, similarly represents a move away from a separate digital tax and toward integration with existing income tax collection mechanisms. The direction of travel across the continent is toward fewer standalone digital taxes and more integration with established tax frameworks, though the transition itself is creating its own compliance challenges. Alignment with OECD Pillar 1. Several African countries have indicated openness to aligning DST reforms with the OECD/G20 Inclusive Framework's Pillar 1 Amount A framework, which would reallocate taxing rights over the largest multinationals to market jurisdictions and require signatories to remove unilateral DSTs. However, as discussed in the companion analysis, Why SEP is Winning the Tax War in Africa, over the OECD's Pillar 1, Pillar 1's narrow scope, applying only to companies with revenues above 20 billion euros, limits its relevance for most African market jurisdictions, and progress on implementation has remained slow. Simplified non-resident registration portals. South Africa, Kenya, and Botswana have all introduced or improved dedicated registration portals for non-resident digital service providers, reducing the administrative friction of entering these markets. South Africa's SARS e-filing system for foreign electronic services vendors is widely regarded as the continent's most developed, offering a streamlined registration, return filing, and payment process in a single online environment. E-invoicing and real-time reporting expansion. As documented in detail in the companion article Bridging the Gap, How African Tax Authorities Are Using Data-Driven Tools for VAT Compliance, Kenya's eTIMS, Nigeria's TaxPro Max, and Tanzania's Virtual Fiscal Devices are moving Africa toward real-time transaction reporting. This trend has direct implications for multi-layered digital tax compliance. As tax authorities gain better visibility into transaction volumes and revenue flows, the detection of non-compliance across VAT, DST, and SEP obligations will become faster and more automated. Practical compliance tips for non-resident digital service providers. Given the complexity outlined above, non-resident digital service providers should take the following practical steps when assessing or managing their African digital tax exposure. Conduct a full jurisdiction mapping, identify each African country in which the business has customers, assess the active digital tax instruments in each, and determine whether registration thresholds have been met. This mapping should be reviewed at least annually given the pace of legislative change. Classify services carefully, obtain jurisdiction-specific advice on how each service line is classified under local law. Do not assume that a VAT exemption or inclusion in one jurisdiction applies elsewhere. Definitional differences between digital services, electronic services, and technical services across different statutes can materially affect VAT and WHT applicability. Build a multi-instrument compliance calendar, VAT filing cycles, DST payment deadlines, SEP return dates, and WHT remittance schedules differ by jurisdiction and instrument. A consolidated compliance calendar prevents missed deadlines and the penalties they trigger. Assess credit and offset availability. In jurisdictions where WHT applies to B2B payments, determine whether WHT certificates can be applied against any income tax liability arising under SEP rules. In some jurisdictions, tax treaty provisions may also affect whether DST or WHT constitutes a creditable tax for home country tax purposes. Monitor legislative changes in real time. Africa's digital tax landscape is changing faster than any other region globally. Use monitoring services or subscribe to updates from revenue authorities in key markets. Pay particular attention to Finance Act seasons, typically October to January in Anglophone Africa, when the most significant amendments are introduced. Conclusion. Africa's multi-layered digital tax framework reflects a genuine effort by governments to ensure that value created within their digital economies is fairly taxed. However, the overlapping application of VAT, digital services taxes, significant economic presence rules, and withholding taxes has created a compliance environment that is often difficult for businesses to navigate. For non-resident digital service providers, the challenge is not only the amount of tax payable, but also the operational burden of dealing with different rules, filing obligations, and enforcement approaches across multiple African jurisdictions. At the same time, tax authorities also face growing administrative complexity as these systems become harder to manage and enforce effectively. A more coordinated approach, with clearer rules, better alignment between tax instruments, and stronger regional cooperation, would likely achieve better long-term outcomes for both governments and taxpayers. Greater harmonization through regional initiatives and international cooperation remains one of the most practical ways to build a digital tax environment that is fair, efficient, and sustainable.